5:27 South African time on this beautiful cold Saturday morning. Let's go into the Q&A on this early, mashallah. The 19th of Dhul-Hijjah, 1444. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, I want to welcome our beloved senior teacher, respected Honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malala Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Mota, Brother Dawood Mota, and Brother Zakaria Mota. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 19th of Zulhijjah, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 27, Surah An-Naml, the end, and verses 54 to 59. Insha'Allah al-Aziz, today we will complete the 19 juz, the 19th part of the Noble Quran. In today's world, most countries, most organizations are promoting the LGBT. And in Islam, all this is absolutely haram and unlawful and prohibited. Let us see what Almighty Allah informs us. Sorry about that. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us in chapter 27, verse 54, وَلُوتًا إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ. Remember when Lut, alayhi salatu salam, in English you say Lot, L-O-T, peace be upon him, alayhi salatu salam, said to his people. Lut alayhi salatu salam's name, nami, ismi grami, honorable name is mentioned 27 times in the Noble Quran. What is the meaning of Lut? Lut means to mend things, to fix things up, to make things that are broken, corrupted, and to mend it and fix it up. So remember that when he told his people there in Sodom and Gomorrah, Ata'atun al-fahisha, what you are committing, this obscenity, indecency, gay business, homosexuality, wa antum tubsirun, whilst you are spectators, whilst you are observing it, and you are keeping silent, you are sitting on the fence. Sitting on the fence means you are committing a major offense. And in Islam, when we see wrong, we must speak out against it. Remember that people who are silent are also guilty. Those who perpetrate the crime are also guilty. So these are the first people to commit this crime. Remember of homosexuality and the gay brigade. أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ شَهْوَةً مِّن دُونِ النِّسَاءِ. What are you going to the men, men to men, Adam and Steve? شَهْوَةً, to fulfill your lust and desires, مِّن دُونِ النِّسَاءِ, and not the women? Islam created a natural system, and that is, remember Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us that that is the definition of nikah and marriage, male to female, and not male to male or female to female. Even animals don't do that. But this masterpiece of Almighty Allah, human being, Hazrat Insan, he has degraded and he has relegated himself to the level of worse than animals. ثُمَّ رَدَدَنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. Then we return them to the lowest of low. Ulaika kal an'am, they like animals. Nay, balhum adwal, they even gone worse than animals. بل أنتم قوم تجهلون. Nay, you don't speak the truth. You are a nation who are ignorant. See how Almighty Allah condemns them. Surah chapter 29, verse 30. Lut alayhi salatu salam sees his people. Majority of them are not prepared to listen. So in a case like that, he cries, he begs, he petitions Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Chapter 29, verse 30. رَبِّنْ سُرُنِّي عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Oh, my beloved Allah, assist me, help me against the mischief makers, against the troublemakers, against the gay and against the LGBT. The Quran Sharif is a living book and constitution for all times, all places. So what do they say? You see, when you speak the truth, then people find it unpalatable, unacceptable. So this is what they threaten you. Even today, فَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِهِ. Hence the response of his people and nation was nothing else. إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا. Except that they said, أَخْرِجُوا آلَ لُوتٍ. Expel the followers of Lut. When you say Ala Lut, are the followers of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. And if you say Ala Ibrahim, are the followers of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then Alun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam are the followers of the Master Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasalam, as mentioned by Imam Malik rahimahullah. Min qariyatikum, from your town and city of Sodom and Gomorrah. Why must you expel them? Innahum unasui yatatuharun. Because they are a people and a nation who are very, very pure. You see the word there, students, ulama, write it down. Yatatuharun. The mubalagha, the hyperbole, the intensive form, the law of rhetoric, kathratul huruf, tadullu ala kathratil ma'ani. The more letters there are in a word, then the greater, the more intensive in the meaning. If you translate, innahum unasi yatatuharun, they are pure people. The translation is not 100% correct. You have to translate, innahum unasi yatatuharun, they are very, very pure, very, very purified and clean people, internally, externally, and even the thought of committing this type of unnatural acts does not occur to them. Hence, now the time for the punishment. Because he petitioned Almighty Allah, Lut alayhi salam, chapter 29, verse 30, رَبِّنْ سُرُنِّي عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْمُفْسِدِينَ فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ. Hence we saved him, rescued him. Almighty Allah uses the term we, a symbol of respect and reverence, stamping his majesty, authority and sovereignty. Only we can save him. So we saved him, Lut alayhi salam, Lot, peace be upon him, wa ahlahu, and his family members who were Muslim and those who followed him. إِلَّا امْرَأَتَهُ, except his wife. She was a non-believer, a non-Muslim. That time, to get married to non-Muslims was permissible. Our Honorable Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, rahimahullah, writes that her name was Wahila. Wahila Bilha. And the wife of Nuh alayhi salam, Wa'ila. So if you open Tanwirul Adhan, you will find it there. So she was dispatched to hell as well. قَدَّرْنَاهَا مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ. We destined it and decreed it that she will be for the people who stay behind. Now those who stayed behind, Allah Ta'ala told Nabi Lut alayhi salam, during the night you and your people move from there. But don't take your wife. And the wife, now she looked back and what have you. So then it punished her, Quran says, Ma asabahum, what punished the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. Wa amtarna alayhim matara, and we rained upon them, but not rain of water. Brimstones were raining upon them. And remember that it was Musawwamatan. On that stones their names were written there. And the miracle I'jazul Quran, Faja'alna aliyaha safilaha. Quran spoke of this more than 1400 years ago. With Allah's help, Allah's mercy, I've been to occupied Palestine 5 times. And we saw this and witnessed this on several occasions with our own eyes. Go there to Sodom and Gomorrah. Sahara to the Dead Sea, Al-Bahrul Mayyit. The land and the sand is telling you a story. The water is telling you and teaching you a lesson. And it is the lowest portion on earth as far as altitude goes. That is what Quran says. And the water there, that it is, nothing can survive there because of the extreme salt content. فَسَاءَ مَطَرُ الْمُنْذَرِينَ. What a horrible rain for those people who were warned, but they would not listen. Today when we tell these people who are LGBT or their supporters or votaries, what is their slogan? Their slogan is this. We are here, we are here, we are queer, and we're coming for your children. I'm asking you, O Muslim, I'm asking you, O human being, irrespective of your faith, are you going to allow all these LGBT shaitans, Lucifer's children, to come and take your children? Remember that you need to wake up from your slumber, and all these organizations and shops and businesses like Woolworths and whoever who are promoting them, we must teach them a lesson, make them a sample and an example, and tell them, I will never put my foot and my wife and my family, we will never we will never frequent your stores. That is the best way to hit these people and the jutlas. Hit them where it hurts the most, in their pockets. Now we come to the ending of the 19th Jews. Qul, you ya Rasulullah or Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Address it to humanity and announce it publicly. Qul alhamdulillah. We say all praise is due to Almighty Allah. Things work out our way. Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Almighty Allah alone. And things go against our warmest fancies and, you know, our desires, still you praise Almighty Allah. Wonderful, beautiful hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. We praise Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla in all cases and circumstances. And if you know the second part, read that as well. You don't know it, then just stop there. Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Wa na'udhu bika min hali ahlin nar. And we see your protection, Ya Allah, from the condition of the inmates and the people of Jahannam and the hellfire. See the Master, Rahmatul Alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, teaching us these wonderful du'as. Wasalamun, and peace and greetings, ala ibadihi alladhina astafa, on those special servants of his who he selected, are the most pure and pure, and that are the prophets and messengers, Rusul and Anbiya alayhi salatu salam. So this is the greeting for all of them. All you non-Muslims, Allah is posing a rhetorical question. There is only one supreme being. He has no partners, no associates, no parents, no children. Allahu khairun. Are your many gods, semi-gods, demigods, idols, are they better and superior? Amma yushrikun. Is Almighty Allah alone, one alone and unique, is he better? Or what you are ascribing, associating to him, to Almighty Allah, your semi-gods and demigods? Think properly, what are you doing? So may Almighty Allah Jalla wala keep our iman, our Islam, pure, and we don't have contaminated and adulterated. We live with that Iman and Islam, and we die with it. Ameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today's news, views, and interviews locally, nationally, and internationally. America wants to be a law unto itself. See what they're doing now? USA sends cluster bombs to Ukraine. And cluster bombs, more than 100 countries, remember, have said is illegal. The United States, the United Nations rather, Secretary General also condemned it. But they say no, that Ukraine is running out of arms. And it is now, they don't admit it, but that is understood, that Ukraine is losing the war very badly, despite America, Europe, NATO all supporting it. Putin, you put them and you give them a good thrashing. And we are with you, Putin. We know you're a big harami, but we still like you. Why? Because anybody who takes on America takes on Israel. We will support them, whether it's Muslim, non-Muslim. And we pray for you. You become Muslim. So that is where the things stand. Almost 1.5 years that Russia invaded them. Remember that. If Putin is a war criminal, then multiply that 75 times for all the Israelis and their supporters and their votaries and so forth, because they invaded the land and the state of Palestine in 1948. Do you know, if you ask the American public, they say only 3%, 97% are against. They say, we don't want Biden, we don't want all these old people to be the president when elections come 2024. So humiliation, disgrace for the man in nappies. You know, Biden wears nappies. If Putin have to give him one right hook and a left jab, he'll be flat, he'll never wake up. You must remember that. See, America, the nation of racists, the nation of white hegemony. So a white guy, he shot 23 Hispanic people, and now they gave him so many life sentences. When they asked him, for what you came there and shot all these people, Mexicans and Hispanic and so forth, he said, I want to keep America pure. I don't want all these guys here. So that is the mentality there. You must remember that. So they are a nation that are polarized by race, by religion, and by politics, and by so many other reasons. Remember that. Nairobi in Kenya, big, big problems there. There, the opposition party, there, you must remember, they shot his, you know, motorcade and what have you, and so forth. I thought all these countries speak of democracy, but when the opposition wants to take out a protest march and that, then they shoot upon them. Now we come to the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel, Hitler's children. All this, most of this, you will find in the Haaretz newspaper. Number one, Bibi makes a catastrophic miscalculation. He thought he will just pass that judicial reform, and the Jutla say, we're not interested. We're going to protest. We will close the highways. We will close the airport. And they're doing everything. So that is very good for us Muslims. That is very good for people of justice. Ba'suhum bainahum shadid. The war among the Jutlas themselves is very, very severe. Tahsabuhum jami'aw wa qulubuhum shatta. You think that they are united, but their hearts are fragmented. Zalika bi'annahum qawmun la ya'qilun. They are a nation who got no brains and no intelligence and intellect. Tonight, you watch what happens after the Sabbat. They call Sabbat, we call Sabbat, whatever you want to call it. Sabt, Quran says, over 100,000 people will be marching in different places in the rogue apartheid terrorist regime of Israel. What did Bibi do? Bibi made the people hate one another even more now. The Jutlas, the Zionists, hate the Palestinians, and the Palestinians hate them. That's rightful for the Muslims to hate them, because you steal everything of ours. But now the Jutlas are fighting among themselves. And now what do they write, the Haaretz? They say Bibi and Ben-Gvir, but the tyranny of these two must be stopped immediately. Imagine. So that is what they're saying. They don't use the word terrorist, they use the word tyranny. But the proper word should be Bibi, Ben-Gvir. They're all terrorists, war criminals. And Smotrich, the Haaretz carried the article that he is a war criminal, Smotrich. So you can see where they are going. Now see what they do. All you Jutlas, all you Haramis, all you Zionists, now they are legalizing the illegal outpost of Homesh. They are legalizing the illegal outpost of Homesh. Now, if I ask you, you steal my land, you steal our gardens, you steal our farms, and now if I come and put a bullet through you, am I justified or not? 100% I'm justified. And that is the only language these haramis will understand. We are prepared to die. You are not prepared to die. We know we're going to paradise, and you know you're going to hell. That's why you don't want to die. So yesterday, a 24-year-old Palestinian, another two Palestinians were martyred in Nablus. Allah Jalla wala grant them Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for their families and grant them sabr. Remember, the Israelis blocked the highways in Tel Aviv, and they demonstrated by the homes and houses of the MK members. MK, how you say, yeah, member of parliament, there they say members of the Knesset. All this you will find in your Haaretz and in your own, remember, news. French Macron, the Hitler, the Harami, there stealing from the African countries, 14 countries. And remember, 130 years occupation in Algeria and 75 years occupation in Tunisia by the French. They blaming the migrants for the riots, the 5 days, 6 days. It's very good. You must bring them to the ground. Remember that. Let their currency crash, and then they must see more and more ash. We support all this. Remember this. When you come and you want to tell my sisters they can't wear niqab, and then you assault them, you want to impose fines upon them, you oppress them and treat them like third, fourth class citizens, they must then. It's a natural phenomenon. They must resist, and they will. So they're fixing the whiteys up there and the government. Hunter Biden, father in, you must remember, in his nappies, and this Hunter Biden, Biden's son, can't look after his rifle, you must remember that. He's busy with the prostitutes and so many things. Now a Congress member says he must be drug tested. So these are guys, you must remember. Go look and study their lives. You will see what a sordid life they are. And Yellen says United States cannot break ties with China. So the Chinese have the upper hand, and they're playing ping pong. Remember, they're masters of that, the Chinese. Remember that, they got the upper hand. America is gone there with cap in hand. Now listen to this last story. You see, there in India, that now there's big problems in Manipur. This group is fighting this one is fighting that one. And Modi, the butcher of Gujarat, and his cabinet, and them cannot control it. So the United States ambassador there to India, he went to poke his nose in the internal affairs of India and said, no, if you want assistance, we can help. So they, the Indian politicians, they shot back. They said, hey, you got so many killings there in America, that this lighty go shoot here in the school, another one go shoot here, that one. Go worry about your problems. Don't poke your nose in our internal affairs. That was a good move by India. Put America in its place. We must always speak the truth and stand for justice. Inshallah, our program today will be Zuhur time. We will be there, inshallah. Program in, what's the place name now? So you must remember is Tuba or something like Matuba. So something. The first time in life I'm going there. So Moana Khalid Kaki is there. Matuba. That's it. Matuba. There's a double there. I know. Matuba. So I must remember the name, you see. So anyway, Zohar Salat is 1:15. Moana Khalid Kaki is there. There'll be a program there after Zohar. Then tonight, inshallah, after Maghrib, our Hafiz Ahmad Yusuf, mashallah, Jackson, so he invited us, and then there's a program there in the Masjid, Maghrib to Isha in Impangani. Tomorrow is the Hifz Jalsa for his beloved son, Hafiz Ibrahim Yusuf, that is the son of Hafiz Ahmad Yusuf, all belonging to the Jackson group. Allah Ta'ala grant our Haji Harun Jackson, Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la, our family, friend, very good, mashallah, Allah grant him and all the marhumin Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. And remember that Jalsa will start tomorrow in Impangani Masjid at 11 o'clock, and in the afternoon we will do tomorrow afternoon Sunday Q&A from Impangani, inshallah, with Hafiz Wadi. So that will be the program then tomorrow. Make dua. Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for all of us. Barakallahu fi.
Ustad, this question came about 5:39 a.m. this morning. Allow me to read the question. Hi, salams. Morning, guys. I'm a school teacher. I'm for it for LGBTQ, and I can explain myself to you, but now I see the Muslims community in my place don't want anything to do with me and making my name and family's name bad. I have one son and three daughters. Please explain to me, why am I wrong? I don't see anything wrong in LGBTQ. It's your choice. No one can force you, Mufti AK, a teacher, Ustad.
So you are a teacher. So teachers function in any school, government school, private school, whatever you are supposed to be a role model. You say that the Muslims and people are naming you, shaming you and your family. So you want to have children, but your name is Adam, I say, for example. You want to get busy with Steve. Your daughter wants to get busy, Madam and Eve. So what will happen to procreation? What will happen, you must remember, to the natural system which Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has given and conferred to humanity. You want to do the unnatural and so forth. Even animals don't do this, and you call yourself a teacher. The place where you are, the Muslims should wake up there and galvanize all the people, Jews, Christian, Hindus, all, because all of them, according to their scriptures and books, are against the LGBT, and they should name you, shame you, and tell you you must resign because you're a disgrace to the teaching fraternity and you're a disgrace to the community. And in Islam, we say anybody guilty of this crime of homosexuality and gay brigade, for both parties, is the death penalty. Remember that when they are sane and mature and consenting adults. Uqtulul fa'il wal maf'ul. The wonderful words of the Master Mustafa Habibuna, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Both parties must be neutralized, to use your guys' language. In my language, both must be put to death. Hang them and put them there on a mountain and just roll them down to hell. So that is what we should do. So you, my brother, think properly. You're thinking from your top or you're thinking from your rifle, my brother? Think properly.
I see there's a sister says here, dear Mufti Sahab, we do know who is this teacher, but what said is some Molanas, they don't want to speak about this Ustad and against this teacher.
It's nothing surprising. You must remember that in our own fraternity, you have so many of them. Therefore, I repeat the sentence so many a time. Anybody sat on the fence yesterday, I was there for Jumu'ah in Masjid-e-Hamza. Allah reward Mawlana Ahmad Dokrat, Mawlana Muhammad Dokrat, and our Rashid Bhai, the Mutawalli trustee there. So I mention all these type of things. These are the challenges you're going to face. And about the LGBT and the people who are involved in this can never be Muslim. They're out of the fold of Islam. And those who are sitting on the fence and silent, once you are a fence sitter, you are guilty of committing a major, major offense. So remember, you, the community, galvanize the Jews, galvanize the Hindus, galvanize the Christians, galvanize everybody, irrespective who has that sentiments like us, and make sure that he must be removed from the school and must resign. You need to name them, shame them, and nail them. That is what Islam teaches us.
I've got Ganesh, Ustad. I know yesterday we had brother Rajesh. He says, good morning to you guys. Who created God? My name is Ganesh. I feel lost at the moment. Please, you need to tell me, where is God? Thank you so much, sir. Ustad.
So, Ganesh, I want to ask you one question. Why are you confused? Why are your fuses blown? Because you, Ganesh, now you, your father, your mother, your pandit, or whoever, that they told you, you Ganesh, you must worship Ganeshi. You know who's Ganeshi. Ganeshi is the elephant you believe in. Now, you should be asking yourself, if all these idols here, some bird comes and so forth, or some animal comes, urinates on it, defecates on it, and so forth and so on, then how can they help themselves? If they can't help themselves, then how are they going to help you? So you must remember that. And every person who's an idol worshipper, or you worshipping Jesus and so forth and so on, Christians, then you should ask yourself, if Jesus could not help himself on the cross, as you believe, we reject all this. You say he is God or he is son of God, but he could not help himself. I remember there of being crucified. Now how is he to help you? So you, when you say that, you must remember that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla must be the supreme being. Now to answer your question, you see, my brother Ganesh, look at the sun, look at the moon, look at yourself. When I'm finished 6 o'clock, go to your mirror and look at yourself head to toe and see your eyes, your ears, your nose. Who created all that? Who made you the best computer and the best of all Almighty Allah's creation? So there's only one supreme being. Now if you pose the question, who created God Almighty Allah, then it means God Almighty Allah will also be makhluk and created. There is no creator, there is only one creator. And remember, everybody, everything else is the creation. And what do you see? Look at the diversity in unity. Who brings the rain? Who brings the sunrise? Who gives us all these things? Who makes us inhale and exhale? So who gives us life? Who gives us death? Who gave you your children? Who woke you up this morning?
Allah, okay.
Just think about all these simple issues I'm giving you. You, Ganesh, you're going to have breakfast just now. You have your eggs. You have your toast bread. You have your butter and cheese. Everything, your liquids and your solids go through one way. But when the time comes, it must now be exported. It must be removed from your body. Then the liquid comes out from one side and the solid comes out from one side. Who is doing all that, my brother Ganesh? You think Ganesh is doing that, your elephant? Nay, only one Allah, one supreme being does that, my brother Ganesh. We remove all your confusion. So that is, you must not worship Ganeshi. You must not worship creation, must not worship creation. Creation must worship one Almighty Allah alone. And that is Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu, one supreme being for the entire universe.
Allahu Akbar. He says, you are right about Ganeshi, sir. How do you know this, sir? Please pray for me. I need to see the light from God. But God is not there, Ustad.
No, my brother. You see, I'm praying for you. But now your last statement, you poured water over everything. You must say, God is there, but I am blind. I'm not seeing it. I opened the tap for you, but you, Ganesh, now you put your Ganeshi there and put your cup there upside down. Now, how will the cup get full when you put it upside down? Don't blame God, blame yourself, my brother. I study all religions, my brother, with the help and mercy of Allah. You see, my brother Ganesh, that's why this morning program I dedicate to you. I want to show you the light. You can be a Jew, you can swear me, you can curse me, it's fine.
Allah,
you can do whatever you want to, but I want to take you out from the darknesses in which you are groping in and come to the light and effulgence of Islam. Go ask our brothers Ibrahim Anderson, our brother, you must remember, the Abdullah Van Wake, our brother Dr. Bilal, all of them, and so many people with Allah. It's not we, it's Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We non-entities, we are sinners. So don't say, I can't see, there is no God. Say there is God, but I am putting my cup upside down. So then there, وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْف. The jutlas, when the messenger said, they said, no, our hearts are closed, they're upside down. So therefore, Allah Ta'ala cursed them for the jutlas and the haramis.
Allahu Akbar, takbir. I see Haji Abu Yusuf and Daud Mota. He sings. So, Ustad, one more. Listen to this one. Brother Karl, will South Africa collapse in the next year? Come on, AK, Ustad.
So you see that there are so many external forces that want South Africa to collapse and become a failed state and so forth, you see. But if you just read what is happening now is this, that ANC, you heard what the Secretary General said, now they're having a big conference, ANC, and now they're going to discuss about coalitions. So ANC is already preparing for 2024, and they know that they were, because of their failures on almost every field, so they will not get the overwhelming majority, right? So they are preparing for 50% or less than 50%, and now they are preparing with who can we go in alliance and so forth. The DA, another Jutla party and so forth. Jutla means Jew. So remember, they busy with their own politics and they getting more, and they so they want to make coalition already. So they are speaking to 7 parties or 6 parties, with them is 7 party. So they say we must go for the moon. So what is the meaning, go for the moon? That we must have nothing to do with ANC and EFF and so forth and so on. You see, Carl, just use your simple logic and brains. Do you realize that the load shedding, it was told to us when midwinter comes, then we'll be at stage 8, we'll be at stage 10. Do you realize what's happening now? We're sitting at stage 2, stage 1, stage 3. You're no more going to stage 6, you're no more going to stage 8, you're no more going to stage 10. So what's happening? You will see by end of the year and beginning of next year that maybe this load shedding will be totally out, or it will be at its bare minimum. Why? That's the sweetener the ANC are going to give the electorate and the people. That, see, we sorted out the electrical problem and power problem and so forth. So there's internal sabotage. You must remember these type of things. And when that white guy, what was his name? The Rater. When the Rater left, then the generators came in. You see, you must remember all these kind of things. So the Rater left and the generator came in more and more. So that is what happens. You have to just play your cards right. So, and the messes are asses. You know how it works and so forth. So that is the big problem. But South Africa, I still believe, has many, many good people, whether they're Jews, whether they're Christians, whether they're Hindus, whether they're atheists. And it, inshallah, we will sail. But remember, we need to get rid of crime, corruption, and we need to make the government by half. Half of them are passengers there, and they must be removed. Then we will be moving in the right direction. Barakallahu fiqh, jazakallahu khair, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.